Vasishtha's Yoga, translated by Swami Venkatesananda. The sage Vasishtha describes how the vagaries of the mind are subdued by the practice of meditation, culminating in the realization of the Supreme. Vasishtha continued, "The tree of meditation casts a cool shade in which all desires and cravings come to an end, and all burning distress ceases. Meditation expands the shade of self-control, which promotes steadiness of mind. A deer known as the mind, wandering in the wilderness of countless concepts, notions, and prejudices, somehow finds their right path and takes shelter under this tree. This deer is pursued by its many enemies who covet its hide. It hides itself in the thorny bushes known as the body in an attempt to save itself. All this effort wears out its energies. Running thither and thither in the forest of samsara, harassed by the winds known as vasanas or latent tendencies, and scorched by the heat of ego sense, the deer is afflicted by interminable stress. The deer is not easily satisfied with what it gets. Its cravings multiply and it continues to go far out in search of satisfaction of those cravings. It gets attached to the many pleasure centers known as wife, children, etc., and it wears itself out looking after them. It is caught in the net of wealth, etc., and it struggles to free itself. In this struggle, it falls down again and again and injures itself. Bound down by the current of craving, it is carried far away. It is haunted and haunted by innumerable ailments. It is also trapped by the different sense experiences. It is bewildered by its alternate rise to the heavenly regions and its fall into hell. It is crushed and wounded by the stones and rocks known as mental modifications and evil qualities. To remedy all this, it conjures up by its own intellect various codes of conduct which prove ineffectual. It has no knowledge of the self or the infinite consciousness. This deer, known as the mind, is made insensible by the poisonous exhalation of the snake known as worldly pleasure and craving for such pleasure. It is burnt by the fire of anger. It is dried up by worries and anxieties. It is pursued by the tiger known as poverty. It falls into the pit of attachment. Its heart is broken by the frustration of its own pride. At some stage, the deer turns away from all this and seeks the refuge of the tree already described, the tree of meditation. And there it shines brightly. Supreme peace or bliss is not attained in any other condition but the unconditioned state of consciousness, and this is attained only in the shade of the tree known as samadhi or meditation. Vasishtha continued, "Thus, having obtained rest, the deer mind delights itself there and does not seek to go elsewhere. After some time, the tree known as meditation or samadhi begins to yield its fruit, the revelation of the Supreme Self. The mind deer beholds that fruit above itself on the tree of meditation. Thereupon, it abandons all other pursuits and climbs that tree to taste its fruits. Having ascended that tree, the mind deer abandons the worldly thought patterns and does not return to contemplate the baser life. Even as the snake abandons its slough, this mind deer abandons its previous habits so that it might ascend the tree of meditation. Whenever memory of its own past arises, it laughs aloud. How is it that I remained such a fool till now? Having discarded greed, etc., it rests on that tree like an emperor. Day by day, its cravings decrease. It does not avoid what it gets unsought, nor does it long for what it does not obtain effortlessly. It surrounds itself with the knowledge of the scriptures that deal with the infinite consciousness or the unconditioned being. It perceives inwardly its own past states of ignorance and loss. It sees its own wife and children, etc., and laughs at them as if they were either relatives in a previous lifespan or people seen in a dream. All the activities that are based on attachment and aversion, fear and vanity, pride and delusion appear to it as if they were all play-acting. Looking at the momentary experiences in this world, it laughs derisively, knowing that they are like the experiences of a madman. Being established in that extraordinary state, it, the mind deer, does not entertain any worries or anxieties concerning wife, children, etc. It beholds with an enlightened vision that which alone is the reality, in that which alone is the infinite. With its vision fully concentrated, it ascends the tree of Samadhi. It rejoices even in what it previously considered misfortunes. It engages itself in necessary activities as if it had just been awakened to do that work alone, after which it returns to the state of meditation. But naturally, it seeks to be in the state of Samadhi all the time. It is totally free from ego sense, though, because it is also breathing like others. It appears to be alive to the ego sense. Even in the case of such pleasures that seek it and sought, it entertains no zest. Its heart naturally turns away from all pleasure. It is full. It is asleep to worldly activities and pursuits. Who knows in what state it exists? It draws closer and closer to the supreme fruit of moksha or liberation. Lastly, it abandons even the buddhi or intellect and enters into the unconditioned consciousness. Vaisishtha continued, that is known as the attainment of the highest when one abandons the notions of the existence of objects and one rests in one's own pure self. When all divisions are given up, the indivisible remains. It is pure, one, beginningless and endless. This is known as Brahman. One who has given up desires for wealth, wife and worldly objects rests in the Supreme Self. When even the division between the mind and the infinite consciousness drops away, then all division melts into nothingness.